Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Baseball playoffs continue. Two games last night, Dodgers and Brewers tonight. But let's head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline where we had talked to our buddy, Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our BBT crew. Let's talk some baseball and some Orioles with Mike Bordick now. And Bordy, thank you as always for your time. So before we get to the playoffs, there is a Twitter rumor circulating that the Orioles are very interested in Ryan Flaherty as their next manager. Let's go down a hypothetical rabbit hole, Bordy. If the Orioles were to hire Ryan Flaherty as their next manager, how would Mike Bordick feel about it?
Oh, I feel great. Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we had Ryan Flaherty on the Be More Baseball podcast, and we talked about that. And, you know, he's been exposed, obviously, to the modern game, but he's an old-school baseball soul, man. He grew up in the game. His father was a great player up at the University of Maine, and now the coach at Southern Maine for years. I mean, I think he's been there for, you know, 30 or 40 years. So baseball's in his blood. He went to Vanderbilt. You know, there's that great Vanderbilt connection now in the major league. So he knows a lot of people in the game. I think he would be great. I think he was a fan favorite, you know, here when he played for the Orioles. His experience under some great managers, I think, is invaluable. And he's young enough where I think he'd just be a really good players manager. And this is a young team, too, that I think they'd all just bond to him. I think that it would be a great, great hire, if you ask me.
Well, let's get to the championship series games yesterday. But first, I wanted to get your thoughts on the casual 8-6-2 double play started by Sal.
How about that
Freeland?
Throw from Joey Ortiz?
That was crazy. Just what did you think of that?
What was Teoscar Hernandez doing?
Yeah, right.
Being Teoscar Hernandez.
Right. No, you know, interesting stuff obviously happens in the postseason, and you got to be ready for it all. I thought that was pretty impressive and exciting, but you know, I get caught up, I guess, in the game and the strategies that happen and how, I guess, players respond under pressure because they all realize, you know, that they're under a microscope now, and every pitch, as much as we talk about it and preach about it, you know, throughout the course of a season, how every pitch and every inch matters. I mean, it is legit in the playoffs that everybody's watching, and the things that happen, you know, under pressure are pretty interesting. So, yeah, I think it's been fun. There have been a lot of exciting and different plays already this postseason. So, yeah, keep it going. Keep us entertained. It's like Savannah Bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bordy, a lot of people from their couch saying Bryce Turang should have just let that sweeper hit him. Now, I don't know, man. I think that's easier said than done.
Instincts.
Like, Trinan's wild. You've got years of instincts in protect yourself mode. And to me, it looked like he was coming more at the back leg than the front leg, which is probably even tougher to hang in there on. Like, look, swinging at the pitch above his eyes when this guy looked like he was dying to walk somebody else. Like, if we want to bang him for that, okay. But like, is anybody really thinking, oh, just let me try to get hit by this pitch?
Right. No, not the normal guy. You know, unless you're Don Baylor and you
right, making art out of it.
No, okay. I'm just not moving. Okay. Yeah, you said it. You said instinctual. And I think most of us, if a ball is coming at you, we'll flinch. We'll try to get out of the way. And then as it passes you, you think, dang, I probably should have let that ball hit me. But, you know, I mean, what if it breaks his kneecap or something crazy like that? I
Game's
mean,
still tied, happen. Bordy. Juice worth the squeeze.
Yeah, exactly.
Take
exactly.
one for the so, team.
It's tough. Unless he goes up there premeditated saying, listen, this Trinan guy, he's a little erratic. I'm just going to hold my ground and take one if it comes at me. So you really have to have it, like, already in your mind that you're just going to lock in. Other than that, I think he's in swing mode. He's and he is was, obviously, but concentrating on that strike zone or something out over. And when it's coming at you, you just flinch and you get out of the way. Yeah, I know. When I saw that go, but, oh, if he would have just let it hit him. But, yeah, easier said than done.
Is there one from your career that stands out or a couple?
As far as getting hit?
Yeah, did you ever catch it in the
No, never in the hurt.
Okay.
I got hit in the head a couple times.
Ooh,
and, I got hit in the chest one Oof. Time, squared around the bunt.
Oh.
And the ball was just coming right at me. Got hit right in the chest. That was pretty fun, too, because I remember we were playing Kansas City.
Sounds fun.
This dude named Hippolito Pichardo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him.
Oh, fire and stuff, like three-quarter. And I square around the bunt, and here it comes coming at me. And it hits me in the chest, and I'm not kidding. When I go down, I think, I thought I was dead. And then I heard the Royals dugout. He went after it. Oh, my gosh, I was so upset. I started swearing. Are you kidding me? Blah, blah, blah. Just screaming at those guys going down the first baseline. But anyway, so, yeah, getting hit is not fun. Uh-uh. That's for sure.
We're talking to Mike Bordick. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Bordy, are you buying the Seattle Mariners up 2-0 heading home? Could the Mariners be going to their first ever World Series?
Well, I guess so, man, because I was all hot and heavy on the Tigers. I thought they were going to push through there. I think if they would have let Scooble go the 15 innings that he wanted to go,
yeah.
You know, they may have pulled that one out, but heck yeah, man. You got a team believing in themselves a little bit more. And I think what's really cool, especially about postseason baseball, is sometimes there's these unsung heroes, man, that just emerge after, you know, struggling or whatever. But then they get on it. They just lock in. And every big leaguer is capable of it. But right now it's Polanco with the Mariners, man. I'll tell you what a series he's having. And that's kind of keeping this team alive and engaged, and they got some momentum going back home. That's pretty good, man. Either way, if the Tigers or the Mariners, you know, got in there, I was pretty happy. As long as the Yankees or the Red Sox aren't the team. So,
do you give the Blue Jays any shot? And they got Bieber going tomorrow, and of course he really struggled against the Yankees last time out.
Yeah, you guys have to, just because of how good they've been, you know, all season long. But my goodness, the Mariners just keep rolling out these arms one after the other, man. I mean, they got a great starting rotation. Their bullpen, they just got dudes where you go, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I'm not standing in there. Yeah, so, yeah, the Mariners got some good things going. And you guys know, man, for years we just talked about, yeah, Mariners pretty good, but they got no offense.
Yeah.
Now if they get one or two extra guys with that offense in the mix, oh boy. Well, you see what they can potentially do.
What are we thinking about my Milwaukee Brewers overall? Freddie Peralta on the mound today against Yamamoto. I'm convincing myself that they got into that Dave Roberts got into Sasaki's head a little bit by not giving him much of a leeway there. I still don't like the Dodgers bullpen. Can the Brew Crew plus 110 on the money line take care of business? Well, I like that bet, Bordy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Wow. Oh, man. I'm not much of a betting man, okay?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing right now. The Brewers are so for real. I mean, what a team that knows how
preach.
To
preach.
Not frauds, yeah. Bordy.
They do it the right way, don't
yes.
they? They just play a really good brand of baseball, and it's just so it makes
refreshing.
Me want to pull for them. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, I like watching them play. I like watching them go about their business, and yeah, it's a fun team. So, man, they could have won that game last
yes.
night. It's just as easy as how they lost. So, yeah, it's going to be a great series. And, yeah, I'm pulling for the Brewers for sure. You know, and I know we say, oh, the Brewers are an underdog. They're an underdog. No, they're more of a baseball team. That's what I like to say about them. They're a baseball team. Let's see who wins analytics or baseball. And, well, I should say that because I've been saying the Dodgers are going to be the team to beat. They certainly are, as loaded as they are.
Bordy, during the playoffs, as you mentioned, there comes to be different heroes, and one of them for the Mariners in that bullpen is Edward Bizzardo, Oriole for life,
yeah.
Edward Bizzardo, who made three appearances for the Orioles in 2023. Could you recount your favorite of those three appearances when Edward Bizzardo pitched for the Orioles, giving up four earned runs in 2 1/3 innings?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, isn't it crazy, right? So a lot of times it's where you are, the timing of your career, the guys you're around, your confidence that year you play. You know, it's just if you're lucky enough to stay healthy and, of course, you're good enough, you'll find a spot. And you'll have a nice run. And I think for the most part nowadays it's how many teams can get some of these players and catch lightning in a bottle. And that's what Bizzardo's doing right now. I honestly don't know that there's like a special pitching coach. I just think a lot of it is timing, confidence, and the ups and downs of the game itself, because there are a lot of big league arms out there and that should be having success, i.e. that Trinan dude we were just talking about. That guy's filthy as all get out, and how he gets hit or anything, it just blows me away. But, yeah, so good for Bizzardo. And, yeah, it's sometimes the timing of it. And we've seen it here recently with the Orioles, too. I mean, Batista being the best closer in the game. Cionel Perez was a really good lefty for a minute. A lot of guys we've seen have their flash in the pan, and then they just kind of settle in. And every coach thinks they can get them going again.
Bordy, what's going on in the podcast?
Oh, man, so many great things. We had another very special guest on this week, the world famous Jeff Conine. Yeah, Mr. Marlin, one-time fan favorite here with the Orioles. And he gave us some great insight. He is, of course, back in baseball with the Marlins. Hallelujah for that. It was so bizarre that he was with the Marlins doing broadcasting stuff. And when Jeter and his crew came in there, the new ownership, they ran all the baseball guys out. Well, the new owner brought baseball guys back in. And, it's not a head-scratcher to me that all of a sudden the Marlins started playing some pretty good baseball and gave some teams some fits this year. So, yeah, Jeff Conine back in the front office helping out, you know, the owner of the Marlins. So that's pretty exciting. He talked about his son, you know, playing for the Marlins, who's a great
yes,
young player.
Griffin.
Griffin had an injury, separated his shoulder or dislocated his shoulder. So just talked about how he's working his way back. And, of course, some great stories about when he played here with the Orioles, one of my favorite teammates of all time. And I know Jeff Conine was a fan favorite, but his numbers and his story, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Jeff Conine's story. I know I'm rambling on. Ben, we're going to go to break in a second. Jeff Conine was drafted in like the 56th round as a bullpen pitcher from UCLA. The UCLA pitching coach took a job as a scout the year before with the Royals and said, even though he never had an at-bat with UCLA, I think the Bruins' best hitter was Jeff Conine. The Royals took a shot on him. He's a career 285 hitter, over 200 home runs, two-time All-Star, two-time World Series champ, Jeff Conine, ladies and gentlemen. That guy was just a great pro, man. He did it the right way, worked hard, and became a big leaguer. Just a great baseball story that sometimes I just don't think we get to see anymore in this game of baseball. But it was nice to share it with Jeff Conine.
Mike Bordick, you're the best. Thank you, as always, for your time. We appreciate it. We'll chat next week.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Coming up next, we spent a lot of time talking about this young core and can the bats get better in this roster, assuming it's just the guys that are here now. Can we see, as Bone put it, year-to-year improvement next year with these guys? Well, what about the hitting coaches? What do we think of this staff? We'll discuss Hot Corner next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.